Okay, Brett.
Yes, sir.
So I called the customer, couldn't reach them. I sent them an email, like, hey, this is urgent, are you available? And because I figure, maybe, if their smartphone is set up like most people's phone, when they get an email, it'll automatically appear as a notification on their phone. Well, I haven't received any email reply yet. I called them again. I left them a message and requested that they call us, by or before 2:15 to let us know if they are available. And I guess now all we can do is start the 15-minute countdown. So I would assume you've been there for already approximately 4 minutes. So there's just 11 more minutes to go. And if they don't get back in touch with us by then, I suppose we'll be needing to get that trip charge, get the description of the residence, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you guys a description of the area, but I don't have an exact address, so.
Oh, it's okay. So we'll go ahead and start the, let me go ahead and note the account. Let's see here. Okay, so I have noted the account, and then if you just want to give us a call back if the customer hasn't responded or arrived by 2:15.
I'll give you guys a call.
Yes, sir. Just give us a call back if the customer hasn't arrived or responded or called you back by 2:15. I still haven't
Okay.
received any communication from the customer, so
No problem. We'll give you a call back. Thanks, Miles.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It's my pleasure to assist you as always, and I do hope you have a good day.
You too.